Wave after wave of bomb threat hoaxes have been called in to Jewish community centers across the country in recent weeks. This morning at the Albany JCC, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo appeared in a show of solidarity. Cuomo has ordered an investigation after the latest wave of bomb threats targeting Jewish community centers, including those in Albany, Tarrytown, and New Rochelle.
There has been a rash of anti-Semitism, as you know, all across this nation. Canada also, and this state has not been spared. There have been bomb threats, desecration of Jewish cemeteries, swastikas, racist slogans that literally have appeared from one end of the state to the other. We've seen it in Tarrytown, in Staten Island, in Manhattan, Syracuse, New Rochelle, Buffalo, Plainview on Long Island. It doesn't seem like it's getting better. If anything, it seems like it's getting worse.
The JCC Association of North America says Jewish community centers and day schools in at least a dozen states received bomb threats Monday. No bombs were found. Cuomo brands the threats repugnant to everything we believe as New Yorkers.
This state was founded on the premise of equality and the promise of freedom from discrimination. We are all immigrants in this state. We are all from someplace else, unless you're a Native American. And the operating principle is that we open our arms and we embrace all.
Cuomo noted many of the JCCs primarily offer services for children.
And when you talk of really ugly, reprehensible behavior, I don't think there's anything worse than racist activity, bigoted activity. And targeting facilities that serve our children.
Albany JCC Executive Director Adam Chaskin says the two threats at Sidney Albert have taken their toll.
We've had close to 12 to 15 children that have left our early child care program at this point as a result, and parents are concerned. Most of them made comments that certainly if an arrest is made or something else to indicate that this is over, every single one of them I spoke to personally, every single one of them was very complimentary of the center, and this was the only reason they were leaving.
Cuomo pointed out that the FBI and the Justice Department are also investigating the bomb calls.
Everything that can be done is being done, and I'm confident that we will find the people behind this illegality and ugliness.
Cuomo says state police have been organized and given additional responses to investigate these types of activities.
We've offered a $5,000 reward for information leading to the prosecution of anyone in any of these instances. I've also put $25 million in my state budget proposal for security for facilities such as this one, so they can have the resources to provide security on their own. But I also want to assure the Jewish community that the people of the state of New York speak with one voice in condemning this activity.
The Albany JCC holds regular drills, and protocol has been to evacuate when a threat is phoned in, wait for police to arrive, conduct a search, then give the all clear. Chaskin says he and his staff are always in ready mode.
A lot of my days now start with a conversation with the Albany police, particularly if there's something else going on in the local community that might affect what we would do if we were to get a bomb threat. So, normally my days don't start with conversations with the Albany police, but the last month there's been a lot of them that I have.
Chaskin adds the center appreciates the governor stopping by, as well as tremendous outpouring of support from the community. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.